Matthew 17, Jesus says something amazing. Matthew 17, he says, if you have faith, you'll say to the mountain. He doesn't say you'll cry out to God. Don't get freaked out by the authority you have in Jesus' name. It doesn't make you a hotshot. It makes you a son. So you're not arrogant. You're not this. But you can say, pain, you let them go now. Body, you be healed. You say to the mountain, move, and the mountain will what? Move, and nothing will be impossible for you. It doesn't say God. It says you. So he gave you the authority of his name. He gave you a sword. He gave you the power of the Spirit. And he told you to go in his name and heal the sick. So it's not like, it's not some emotional, vocal, make your voice sound militant. It's a revelation of the finished work of Christ. Like people say, don't use the Lord's name in vain. That's simply using it without power. You use the name of the Lord. It doesn't mean cursing. You use his name without a veil. And Jesus' name is not symbolic to abracadabra. He's name above all names. And when you understand who he is and what he accomplished, you begin to apply that revelation understanding to, it releases a faith in your heart to what you're believing when you pray, and the reality of who he is, the power of who he is, invades that situation. But he told us to do it that way. Cancer, you come out of the body in Jesus' name. You leave now. There's an authority we have to keep growing in. Because it says, if we say to the mountain, move, it will. So what's the revelation of faith? Speaking to the mountain or the mountain moving? We're speaking to a lot of mountains. But the mountain moving reveals we see clearly. So don't get discouraged with the mountain not moving and come up with other thoughts, ideas. You'll never get established in truth. You'll just constantly be tossing around thoughts. And you might even come up with an analogy to comfort your discomforted heart at the cost of truth, which makes you free. So let's just keep speaking to the mountains that we know have to move. And it says when they move, it's because we see clear. See, don't forget that in that story in Matthew 17, they prayed for a boy and he was not healed. His guys prayed for a boy and he was not healed. Was it the will of God to heal that boy? Was he healed when his own men prayed? Was it the will of God that he be healed?
Yes.
Was he healed when they prayed? Wow. Why do we say so much about that when Jesus said, you just need to see clearer and get the things out of your head that are troubling you there? He called him a perverse generation. It means corrupted-minded, twisted-thinking people. You turn inward, you get self-focused, you look at what you see, you think with your mind, and you lose sight of who you are because of me. And if you get established in that truth, whatever you say is going to happen and nothing will be impossible for you. However, that kind of thinking, that kind of twist will never come out of your life unless you stay in the place of God's presence in prayer and fasting. Amen? Simple answer. So yes, you tell sickness to go and you thank God for redeeming and restoring. Amen?
Amen. You're not commanding God.
Not at all.
That's where sometimes people get hung up, like you're trying to boss God. God's not our bellboy, he's our Father.
Yeah, I've heard people say, God, I command you right now to take this. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're friends, you're working together. You're not his boss, he's your Father. But there's such an authority. That's why your identity is so important. It actually doesn't, people are concerned there's a pride in what we're saying. Are you kidding? It invokes such a humility, it's ridiculous. When you've been given the authority to pray for somebody and see somebody miraculously totally healed, you just want to cry. When you get alone and drive, you can't even talk, you just want to cry. Why? Because you're so honored that the God of the universe would live inside of you and flow through you and back words and touch and heart and oh, and it's God and wow. And it makes you cry. It doesn't make you puffed up if you really understand the gospel. It makes you want to cry. You get what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. The power and love of God ought to invoke humility, and we ought to be just going after this thing. Don't be afraid of the authority he's given you.